Chicago.
I feel like I need to dance.
I feel like I need a drink.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of drinking, so let's... I love Johanna.
Yeah, me too. Do you want a date, by the way?
And it's... What?
You want a date?
No.
Not a go on a date, but a...
Oh, like a date?
Del Rio Organic Mejol date.
You always bring something different to eat. Usually it's like...
Can you try this, though?
Whizzlers or something. I will. I like dates.
Here, have a date.
But
it looks like a giant raisin.
I don't need one.
Can you catch it?
That looks like a poo.
Here, come on. It actually looks like a poo. Oh, I got an announcement to make while you're trying that. Guess what we got?
What?
A dog.
You got a dog?
We got a dog, too, now.
No way. A puppy?
No, hell no. You won't catch a puppy in our house if you paid me $1 million.
Okay.
A 2-year-old rescue Boston Terrier.
Oh, cute.
So cute. His name is Leo.
Boston Terriers are cute.
They're so awesome. I mean, I had a pug like yours before.
They're the same.
Isn't it good?
It's really good.
Yeah, see?
It'd be better if it had bacon around it.
I know. It would be.
Bacon wrapped dates. Oh, don't even.
But little Leo was a new addition to the Fontana household. And
cute.
He's so sweet. The kids love him. He's trained. I don't have to deal with poop and potty.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
It is. I'll never own a puppy. I think they're cute as hell, but forget that business.
Yeah, it's been a challenge.
It's like having another kid.
The worst possible winter to be potty training puppy.
Yeah.
Because he has to go out every couple hours.
I agree. You know what my dog does? He knocks on the little bell at the back door. I just walk him out. He pees in my backyard. I come in. I'm in the house within like 3 minutes.
I do have to say, today's the first day he'll go to the closet where I have to put my coat on and my hat and my scarf and my gloves and my winter boots to go outside.
20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm, yep. And now he goes to the closet. He'll either look up at my coat or today was the first day he actually barked.
Good.
And I'm like, yes, way to go, Augie. Thanks for telling me. So I think we were about to talk booze or cocktails or something.
Before I asked you on a date.
So yeah, that kind of threw me. So Mike got this story for us, and I really liked it. Chicago's most ordered cocktail. So you saw the story. But
I did, but before we give it out, why don't we have people text in to what they think is Chicago's favorite cocktail.
Most ordered cocktail.
312-981-7200. What do you think is Chicago's most ordered cocktail?
And there's no prize, so don't Google it.
You could do a shot at home if you get it right.
Sure. 312-981-7200. Let us know. What is your most ordered cocktail?
For me, it's a tequila base.
Are you picky with tequila?
I am.
Is there a specific... I know there's a lot of top shelf tequila out there, but are you a specific brand?
Picky. There's a... what is it called? It's been a minute since I've had it, but it's so good. I
want to
say Fonseca is one of them. And then Portofino tequila.
I don't know those.
They're both silvers and aged well in a barrel.
What is the George Clooney tequila? See, I go by...
Tres Amigos.
Like, I actually like that tequila.
Yeah, it's not
bad. Had that. It's pretty good.
I mean, most tequila, it's like anything else. It's kind of made... in, you know, similar fashion, and they all are made similar manufacturers, and you know, there's a couple standouts, but like most people go to is Patron Silver, but that's crap. Patron is crap.
I'm looking at some of the texts that are coming
what's coming in here.
So wait, when you drink tequila, a margarita? I don't see you being a margarita guy.
I mean, I like spicy like stuff, so like there's a couple, there's a new place that opened up in downtown LaGrange called Arturo.
Okay.
And they make this tequila drink that's like cucumber and Mexican spices.
Oh.
And then like a little bit of a margarita-esque type of vibe to it. So good.
I would love that.
Yeah. You'd love the food there. It's all like tapas style.
Oh, invite me.
Oh, well, you're invited.
Okay.
Done.
We'll go sometime. So what are we getting? We're getting 630 says a Manhattan.
Yeah.
847 whiskey ginger.
Ginger?
Oh.
What's a whiskey ginger?
Well, that could be... Rum and Coke.
Good
old standard.
Jack and Coke.
Old-fashioned with bullet.
Literally a bullet?
No, I think that's a brand, right? But yeah, bullet whiskey.
Yep, rye whiskey.
I know my whiskey.
What about you, Mike? What's your drink of choice?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that when you guys were saying, and I saw that whiskey with ginger pop up, and that's a really good drink because it's nice and smooth.
Like ginger beer? Or
well,
just
it's
ginger
a mule.
Beer,
yeah. It's a mule. Like... It's not a Moscow mule because Moscow mule is... vodka.
Yes.
If it's Moscow, it's vodka. If it's just a regular mule, it's actually with whiskey.
I heard that's a Kentucky mule, right?
That could be.
Yeah, I think they...
Because Kentucky whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know the difference between whiskey and bourbon.
If you're going to put a drink... Bourbon has been aged for 40 years, I believe.
Oh.
Don's an expert, by the way.
I was going to say, the voice of whiskey comes out.
Have you tried Conor McGregor's proper whiskey?
Not yet, but I'm all about Conor McGregor, so I would love to try that. I don't know if it will turn you into an MMA fighter or
probably not. Make you think like one. If you're going to drink a drink on the rocks, what's your choice of straight spirit?
Oh, see, I would probably go gin.
Gin?
Is that gross?
Kind of.
A gin or.
But I guess if that's your
maybe
flavor.
Whiskey, it depends. I have to really be in the mood for drinking to go whiskey on the rocks. But I prefer it with some ginger beer because, you know, you got to sugar it up a little bit.
Sure.
So I don't really taste the booze. But how many people, more and more people are drinking Manhattans.
Yes. Sherry, my wife's into Manhattans lately.
Those are, just the fumes I get drunk.
Yeah. And I like, you know what I think this is nice about a Manhattan? There's like a mystique to it. There's a little bit of a... I don't know, a fanciness.
Class.
Yeah.
No wonder I don't like it.
That was popularized by Mad Men, correct?
Yes.
That show on AMC. Well, yeah. I mean, it was already popular, but I suppose it'd be more so.
I see more and more people drinking it. So here we go. In every other major market, Boston, LA, Miami, New York, Tampa, the most ordered cocktail is margarita, followed by martinis. Except in Miami, where number two is mojito.
Oh, yeah, mojitos are good.
I do like mojitos.
I do like a good mojito.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you put like some herbs in there.
I like herbs.
Mm-hmm. But in Chicago, Chicago does not go along with Boston, LA,
this
Miami.
This might shock you what the answer is.
In Chicago, whiskey reigns supreme.
Yeah.
Yes. The old fashioned is the most ordered cocktail in Chicago.
At least it's not Malort.
Oh.
Is anybody shocked by that? 312-981-7200? Are you shocked that is it an old fashioned, you said, was the number one drink in Chicago?
Yeah. You know, I'm not because remember a few years ago, I want to say even 3-4 years ago, whiskey really started getting popular. And there were even some female whiskey clubs. What am I thinking of? What was the name of it?
Playboy?
It was a club for women, for female whiskey drinkers. So I think they would like go out and drink whiskey. And it was like
did they smoke cigars too?
This club.
Was it Women Who Whiskey? Because there's a lot of great sites on womenwhowhiskey.com is a club that is, maybe not though.
See, I knew it was really popular.
A Woman Who Whiskeys to me is also a woman who smokes a cigar. Like, I feel like those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, years ago. Which I'm okay with. I had a moment where I would smoke a cigar and drink some whiskey.
I could see that.
Yeah, I can be a little rough sometimes. But
you're like the boss.
Pink, the singer, is a huge whiskey. Like, she loves her whiskey. I talked to her once when she was pregnant, and she's like, it's killing me to not have the whiskey.
Really?
I cannot wait until this thing's out of me so I can have my whiskey.
Well, listen, we're going to have to go pull the 21 card here because our next guest has arrived and we do have to take a break and he's not of legal drinking age, but he's a very successful entrepreneur at a very young age and we're going to find out about this fascinating story.
It's very fascinating. So entrepreneur wannabes, make sure you stay tuned. We're going to be talking to him after the break. It's 828 on WGN.